a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Final segment of the show, KSL's Unrivaled this evening. Thanks for being with us. You can always download the podcast, and please do so. You can download this and many other podcasts wherever podcasts are found. Or you can go to KSLSports.com, download the podcast there. Download the Nightside Project, listen there. Why not? If you missed all those things, then listen to that too. Scott, you doing okay today, bro?
I am. I'm doing quite well, thank you.
Because I care about you, man. You sneezed last segment. I got nervous about it.
Well, I got the COVID.
And on this end, I put my mask up just because it made
just
me
in
feel.
Case.
Yeah. Who knows if I'm going to contract it over the over the airwaves? You have a mask with you. Here's my question: if you're at home and you're wearing the mask, do you wear the mask when you answer the door? I've had a couple of people roll up, deliver packages, things like that. My favorite is to watch the pizza guy on my Ring doorbell. It's like a pastime for me. Pizza guy rings the Ring doorbell, right? And I get to watch him run away.
Does he run?
Well, kind of shuffles quickly, and it depends on the personality of the pizza guy. Pizza personality, that affects it. So they'll drop like it's a grenade on your front porch, and then they run. And then they wave at you and you pick up the pizza, and then they come back and get their little hot bag or whatever it is.
I don't have people come to my door. Now I feel bad.
Smart.
I feel bad.
Now it's good. Well, what do you say? Have you had pizza delivered, though, right?
During why would I have pizza delivered? Can
really
I do that?
I've got kids. Pizza's a staple every week.
And to have it just brought to your house?
Got
to
do it.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, because it's better than showing up at the store. Anyway, maybe people feel differently. Scott, this music that we're about to play right here means we're at the end of the program. Brought to you by Online Trading Academy. Get a free 3-hour online trading training. Just go to tradingacademy.org, tradingacademy.com, and you can get that get that free 3-hour deal there from Online Trading Academy. All right, Scotty, let's start here. You tell us what the buy or sell means.
Well, what it means is we look at opportunities in sports that we like or we dislike, and if we like them, we buy them, and if we don't like them, we sell them.
Right.
And about about 97%.
We're like
accurate.
The Warren Buffetts of the buy or sell right here.
Uncannily, we're right most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
It's scary how good we are.
Let me see here. Do you buy in any way teams relocating to different places to get the season started, at least, or something's happening in the NFL? That the NFL, like there's some of their California teams, could relocate out of state, at least for some games here and there in 2020.
I love the idea of this.
They're too prideful, though. They won't do it.
Well, but it's a different time. People are realizing, look, we've got to think outside the box. I like the locations, and I like the fact that it feels like you can control this in a larger sense. And it's one of those things that helps you get over a state like California that says, we're shutting down indefinitely and you know, kind of sorry rest of the world. And then you get some of these other states, maybe a place like Kansas, Missouri, where they go, yeah, we don't quite have the issues you have, or you know, some of these other places. So yeah, I could totally see it being a great solution for the diverse kind of feelings about sports or just this whole virus in the country.
Scott, Major League Baseball, we're seeing something happen in the city of Nashville, Tennessee. The city has applied for a logo trademark for a possible Major League Baseball team there in Nashville. Nashville has proven themselves to be a massive sports town. I have no doubt that a Major League team in Nashville would go gangbusters because they've sold out to their hockey team. They have absolutely embraced all the sports teams that show up.
Well, and Nashville, the Tennessee Titans. I mean, they got a great, you know.
Yes, and Nashville
played there when I played. Phenomenal fan base.
And Nashville itself is like one of these booming cities now. Very young population, and they are dying to have a team they can cling on to. I'm not asking you about Nashville. Do you ever buy a Major League Baseball team in Salt Lake City?
Well, my comment, believe it or not, was actually going to be, I'm not buying this. I'll tell you where I am buying it, and they should put one in Salt Lake City.
Why? How could we do it, though? How could we do 81 games?
When I was back in college, and they had the Trappers or the Seagulls. It didn't matter who they were.
Uh-huh.
There has been an uncanny interest in baseball in Salt Lake City for years. We've been to the tune of 40,000
people.
Yes.
For 82 nights every year.
Yes.
And it's really cold here in April. It can be extremely cold.
It's cold in Chicago. It isn't warmer in Chicago than it is here. I know Nashville's a great city and blah blah blah, but I'm telling you, Salt Lake City, I believe, could. Just think about they have minor league teams in Orem and Ogden. And if you pulled that whole base of people from Orem to Ogden to a Major League Baseball team in Salt Lake, absolutely. Smith Ballpark is phenomenal.
Amazing.
I don't know if you expand it or you go, let's go downtown, let's create another iconic spot. That's where I would do it, is downtown Salt Lake. You have so much mass transport.
Where would you do it, downtown Salt Lake?
Well, you just bulldoze a couple of old buildings. Come on. They do it all there. Have you not watched the construction that's happening right now?
You could do it out by the fair park.
Maybe do it fairgrounds or something like that. I mean, it'd be great to have it in conjunction with the NBA, you know, or somewhere close to that. It would be, I mean, let's just tear this building down. You got a parking lot across the street. And there, it's the Salt Lake Templars.
Would be some cool, like,
or the Utah Pioneers or something like that.
I'm not as big of a fan of that one, just because
you like the
I
Templars.
Feel like the Templars
is kind of,
it kind of has that vintage feel to
right,
it,
right? Yeah,
you know, and so it has this kind of like, and it would have, you'd have all sorts of things to draw on there. I love that. So, but you know, it would be some animal. It'd be like the Utah Raptor, because they have the raptor here.
Or the badger.
The badger? There's no badgers here.
There are two badgers.
Are there badgers in Utah?
Yeah, they could be a coyotes. Wouldn't be the cougars. Cougars.
I get it.
Yeah.
Already taken.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's already taken.
You could be the Utah Karens. You know, like the, you know, that, you know,
Karens?
Karen?
No.
So you know how people will insult others and say, okay, boomer, right? That's a thing. That became kind of a mainstream thing. A Karen is like a middle-aged or older mom who is like wants to complain to the manager.
I gotcha.
Are you picturing it?
Gotcha.
Short hair.
Gotcha.
So that's like what a Karen is, right?
Well, in my time, it was Gladys Kravitz from she was the nosy neighbor from Bewitched. Yeah.
The one who's like, excuse me, excuse you.
Yes.
Excuse you. Yeah, so that's the Utah Karens. Could be good. Terrifying. And the mascot is just one of those big bobblehead, or one of those big, you know, it has a big head, has the short hair with the spiky. Getting off the rails here. I'm telling you. I'm trying to think about all these places we could put.
We went way off the rails like about an hour ago when we started this thing.
Scott, are you buying those? Did you see the new Rams jerseys. Their color set.
Let me tell you something.
I didn't like the logo, but when I saw the jerseys, I thought they're awesome.
I don't care if the logo, any of it. I'm buying all of it. When you rebrand something, it usually doesn't matter what it is.
People are going to complain,
but they're also going to buy the new thing. And it'll become normal. I remember when the Cincinnati Bengals changed their whole, you know, the whole helmet thing. And I remember people were, myself included, go, I hate that. Because it was so non-traditional, right? I can't imagine the Bengals helmets like that. And so... Do I like it or I don't like it doesn't matter to me. It's rebranded, well, and it will become normal, and it's something that I would
so
buy.
So in the Rams organization, there's always one person, right? And they go, we're going to ask this one person their opinion on it. So they have to ask Eric Dickerson, right? Eric Dickerson is like the quintessential Ram, and he was like, I don't like it. And so everyone's like, oh!
Yeah.
And I'm going, Dickerson, you wore basically the same gear. You know, the Rams went with a terrible color scheme for a long period of time when they were there in St. Louis. And when they went back to the blue and yellow, they went back to the classic blue and yellow. Right. But this is the same blue and yellow. It's just a little bit sharper look. I like it. It's kind of chrome helmet. All right. For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for hanging out with us. We're done for this evening, but we will be back tomorrow. So until then, we'll see you then.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.